The natural weather event known as El Niño has returned to the Pacific Ocean. Experts say it's likely to add heat to a planet already warming under climate change. For more, let's talk to the head of climate services at Metairn, Keith Lampkin, who's with us in studio. Very good afternoon to you, Keith, and welcome once again to the News at One. So I suppose we should start with El Niño. It comes every 3 years. What is it?
Yeah, so there's a circulation pattern in the South Pacific that effectively has three settings or phases. There's the normal phase, there's a cooling phase, and a warming phase. We call the warming phase El Niño. So typically it comes along anywhere between every 2 to 7 years, give or take. And when it establishes itself, it normally lasts for about a year, give or take.
So it's a long way away, the Pacific. Why is it of concern to us here?
So there's two very noticeable effects that an El Niño typically brings. One is related to heating and the other is related to kind of weather patterns. So if we take heating in particular, we know that the world is warming. So we know from global warming that the planet is getting warmer. So that, if you think of that as one layer, what El Niño does is El Niño acts as an extra heating layer to the planet. So if you think of yourself in a room with all the windows and doors closed and the sun is shining in the window, that room is gradually warming up. You can nearly think of that as akin to global warming. Now imagine there was a small little electric heater in the corner of the room as well, adding additional amounts of heat to the room. That heater is like El Niño. So if we have that El Niño effect working in combination with the global warming effect, then that can help to heat the planet by even more. In fact, in 2016, what's still the record temperature for the planet, those conditions are exactly what drove it.
And it's because of that, is it, that we're getting these forecasts that actually we could hit 1.5% above pre-industrial, degrees centigrade above pre-industrial levels now in the next couple of years?
Exactly. Pro Health recently to say there's a fairly good chance of beating this 1.5 degree, kind of a fairly kind of a symbolic threshold number. Of course, from the Paris Agreement, this international treaty, all countries in the world have promised to stay well below 2 degrees of global warming with every effort we made to keep it below 1.5 degrees. Now, it's important to point out what the Paris Agreement is saying that's average temperature for the world. So on average over 20 years, stay below 1.5 degrees. That's not what this particular forecast is saying. What this particular forecast is saying, because of this dual heating effect of El Niño and global warming, we're likely to spike above the 1.5 degree and come back down again. But it's still signs that we're moving in the wrong direction.
So we'll be warmer as a result of El Niño, but more specifically in terms of the kind of weather we can expect. I'm not asking you for a forecast, you know, over the next number of months, but broadly speaking, what might be the impact on our weather here in Northern Europe and in Ireland?
So one of the things that the second effect that's very noticeable from El Niño effect is this change in weather patterns. And that's due with the warming of the ocean, changes the circulation pattern in the air, which has knock-on effects. Now, if we look at previous El Niño events, we see patterns or trends happening elsewhere. So in particular, what we see are more strong effects related to changing weather patterns, mostly around southern hemisphere. There are some northern hemisphere knock-on implications, but they're much stronger in the southern hemisphere. So typically what we see happening with a strong El Niño event is that we see rain conditions larger than normal, parts of America, parts of Peru, elsewhere, but particularly prolonged dry and drought conditions over Australia, Indonesia, parts of Brazil and so forth as well. So these would be areas that wouldn't particularly be used to these kind of conditions, getting kind of very strong and severe conditions as a consequence of El Niño.
All right. Keith Lampkin from Metairn, thanks very much indeed for talking to us.